Jen McGinnis is one of the top convention and keynote comedians in the country. She's going to be performing at the Essence of Red Heart Health event coming up at the Indiana Theater Tuesday, February 18th. And they say laughter is beneficial to your heart. That's why Jan's going to be here this year to help us promote heart health education in the Wabash Valley. Jan's known for her clean comedy style and has been featured at heart health events nationwide. Jan, welcome to the Wabash Valley. How are you?
Hey, good, Barry. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Thanks for joining us today. Now, tell us, what can the crowd expect when you're here on February the 18th?
Lots of laughs. It's a laugh your heart out event, but that's not literal. So you can come and be safe. We're going to have a lot of fun. Lots of laughs. We're going to have looks like appetizers and vendors and a program. A couple of people are going to speak ahead of me, and then I'm going and knock them dead there in Indiana.
Now, you do these kind of events all over the country, right?
I do. I've done other heart events around the country. I've done lots of healthcare events. Healthcare people really get it. You have to laugh. Laughter is huge these days. I mean, look at all the laughter we have. We've got 24/7 comedy station, devoted just to it. We don't have another station devoted to an emotion. We have Lifetime, the crying channel, but we don't have another channel for laughing, another channel for an emotion. We have laughter channel. It's important.
I was just reading on one of your blogs, you were kind of poking fun at hospitals and patients on one of your recent blogs. What's that all about?
Well, I do a lot of shows for healthcare groups and a lot of keynotes for healthcare groups because they have an incredibly stressful environment and they have to have some way to have a release. And a lot of them have a great sense of humor because they understand it keeps you healthy and it keeps you focused and it gives you a sort of a mental break a lot of times, when you can laugh and just sometimes you're just doing it for yourself to laugh to yourself, but you give yourself a mental break.
You're pretty well known for your clean comedy. That's a little unusual in this day and age.
That's how I always wrote. I always wrote clean, and I always wanted people to feel comfortable to sit next to their family or friends or whatever. I mean, you can. It's funnier to make a joke. People get it in their head. To imply stuff. You don't have to get graphic and crude. To me, that's not as funny. But you got to be true to yourself as a comic. And for me, it was always clean humor, and that's what I found was funny.
Now, you're talking about writing. You've actually written a book.
I have written a book, Finding the Funny Fast. It's basically to help people figure out how to put humor in their own communication so they can be funnier, whether they're giving a speech at a board meeting or they're sending a memo around to the staff. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do humor. It's not just comedians. People are afraid of it, but really there's some easy steps you can do to put humor in your own life.
I understand you've written some material for TV, too.
I have. I've been very fortunate. I write for everyone. I've sold material, everything from The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and I've sold to greeting cards and syndicated cartoon strips. I even sold jokes to guests on the Jerry Springer Show. It was a proud moment.
Yeah, they put that at the top of your resume.
Yeah, my parents are proud of that one. Yeah. It was funny because the same night, the jokes were airing on TV that day. It was some sort of I don't know what episode it was. They said, do you want to watch it and write down what we use? And I said, no, just send me a check. I'm not going to watch it. So that night I had a show for surgeons, and I thought, two ends of the spectrum right there.
Were you a funny kid? I mean, when did you know you wanted to do comedy?
I wasn't one of those class clown kids. I always wanted to do it. I just always wanted to do it. And I remember graduating from college and looking around at my parents and my family at the dinner that night and thinking, now is not the time to tell them I want to be a comedian. So I decided to, stuff that idea for a few years. And I actually went into marketing for about 15 years in D.C. area, had a great marketing career, but I always still wanted to do comedy. And since I had the marketing career, I saw corporate comedy. I saw the Capital Steps we'd hire and all these different groups, and I saw the market for it. And so that really helped me because when I left my day job and went into the comedy clubs, I always had my eye on the corporate market thinking, okay, that's really where I want to be. So I worked at comedy clubs for years and then moved on into the corporate.
Well, we're really excited to have you here. You're going to be here again on Tuesday, February 18th at the beautifully renovated Indiana Theater in downtown Terre Haute.
I know. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's really a showpiece, and I think you'll enjoy it, and I think the folks here in the Wabash Valley is really going to enjoy your humor.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to being there with you guys and having some fun and raising money for a great cause.
Thank you. Jan McGinnis, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Barry.